Last time we were together, we looked at those who claim to be Christians, but as the Bible proves, are not because of the way that they try to weaponize God's word. That's not to say that there isn't a battle which God's army needs to prepare for and take part in, but that battle isn't taken on with weaponry of violence. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17, tells the true Christian what they are to carry. Verse 13 establishes the battle plan. Reading here, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." We move on to verse 14. "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness." Key words, truth and righteousness. Truth is not something that can be shaped into what is more desired. It's concrete. It's solid. Nothing can overcome the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 says this, "For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth." 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 teaches what the consequences for the absence of truth are. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." There's also righteousness, which appears in the Bible around 280 times, depending on the translation that you're using. So it brings you the rewards from God, depending on you. Here's what 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 25 says, "Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes." It's Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, who gets specific about the rewards of righteousness, no matter how challenging it may become. Jesus speaking, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Back to Ephesians chapter 6, reading now from verse 15, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Again, peace. A Christian is to resolve conflicts, not create them. This is why Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verse 5 teaches, "But whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house." And this is what we find in Romans chapter 14, verse 19, "Therefore let us pursue the things that make for peace and the things by which one may edify another." Returning to Ephesians chapter 6, now verse 16, "Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Key word in that verse, faith. Our faith is what empowers our works, as well as what works are done for us. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, "For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Now, does that mean you can elevate a mountain and drop it into the Grand Canyon? No. Only God can do that. What Jesus means is that no matter how intimidating what's in front of you may appear to be, with faith you will overcome it. No matter how far away your goals seem, with faith you will achieve them. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, also tells us where our faith should rest. Reading here, "that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Finally, we go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, "and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit," which is the Word of God. Salvation and Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Salvation comes to us through only one source. Reading here from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." Titus chapter 2, verse 11 also tells us that salvation is a one-size-that-can-fit-all helmet. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all." The final part of our armor is the Holy Spirit. How precious, how important is this part of our armor? Mark chapter 3, verse 29, answers with this, "But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation." Well, verse 17 includes the mention of a sword. It's not a call for violence. Let's look at what Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I," meaning Jesus, "said to you." We see so many today on the wrong and evil path in an attempt to please a false idol, as well as themselves. If you know one of these people, bring 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18 to them. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends.